بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. فشارف أبو داد الشيخ هذا الشيخ حكيم محمد اقتصر نور الله ملكته. The title ہے مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، یعنی the support to live a life. مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے، بحر الفت کا کنارا چاہیے، سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے، سر ہمارا در تمہارا چاہیے، مجھ کو جینے کا سہارا چاہیے، غم تمہارا دل ہمارا چاہیے، غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے، غم میں بس ان کو پکارا چاہیے، ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے، ان کے ہوتے کیا سہارا چاہیے، لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے، لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے، لذت فریاد طوفانوں میں ہے، کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے، کون کہتا ہے کنارا چاہیے، حاصل ساحل مجھے تو فام ہے، حاصل ساحل مجھے تو فام ہے، حاصل ساحل مجھے تو فام ہے، تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے، تیرے جلووں کا نظارہ چاہیے، اپنی آہوں سے درے جانا پہ میر، اپنی آہوں سے درے جانا پہ میر، اپنی بگڑی کو سوارا چاہیے، آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان، آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان، آپ پر ہر دم فدا ہو میری جان، غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے، غیر کی مجھ کو نہ پرواہ چاہیے، دست بکشا جانی بے زنبیل ماں، دست بکشا جانی بے زنبیل ماں، میرے سر दर को तेरा सौदा चाहिए, मेरे सर को तेरा सौदा चाहिए। अख्तर खस्ता हो दूर को, अख्तर खस्ता हो दूर को, उनकी रहमत का बुलावा चाहिए, उनकी रहमत का बुलावा चाहिए। गम में बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए, गम में बस उनको पुकारा चाहिए। उनके होते क्या सहारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए। गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए, लज्जते फरियाद तूफानों में है, कौन कहता है किनारा चाहिए, कौन कहता है किनारा चाहिए। मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए, मुझको जीने का सहारा चाहिए। गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए, गम तुम्हारा दिल हमारा चाहिए।
بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وكفى والسلام على عباده الذين اصطفى. This beautiful bayan of our honorable illustrious Dada Sheikh Adi Billah Rumi, Waqt Abreze Zamana, Mujaddid Zamana, Hazrat Shah Hakim Muhammad Akhtar Sahib, Nawwar Allah Marqadahu, who Allah Ta'ala has chosen Hazrat to teach us the greatest wealth, the love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, and how to pass through this journey of life. Everybody is looking for some sort of support, that if I get this job, if I get this degree, if I get that position, then I'll be sorted out. Hazrat says that is not the support that will pass you through this journey of life. Beautifully Hazrat has titled this bayan, Mujhko Jeene Ka Sahara Chahiye, that where will you get support? Beg Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah who gave us our life, Allah Ta'ala will take care of our life. Said that we, Allah gives us our life, and we forget that Allah Ta'ala did not send us in the world like orphans, and Allah just left us. Allah Rabbul Izzat is taking care of us every split moment. But unfortunately, myself, Allah Ta'ala reminds us, وَلَا تَكُونُوا كَالَّذِينَ نَسُوا اللَّهِ فَأَنْسَاهُمْ أَنْفُسَهُمْ. You come in the world and you forget about Allah. You think that you just came in the world on your own, and you passing your life, and because of my business I'm surviving, or because of my degree or my position. Hazrat says nothing like that. Beg Allah that, oh Allah, all the time, every split moment, I need a support of my life. And what is that support of life? So beautifully Hazrat has put it, Mujhko jeene ka sahara chahiye, gham tumhara dil hamara chahiye. That, oh Allah, I want the support of life. And what is the support of life? That, oh Allah, I have the grief of you in my heart. In other words, that grief in the love of Allah Ta'ala, every moment I'm worried that not a split moment my Allah must be unhappy with me. The moment Allah is unhappy with me, my support is gone. And then I see there is misery in my life. And how to get the support? Hamara dil hamara chahiye. That, oh Allah, choose my heart. In other words, Allah Ta'ala has taught us that we have to come in the company of the Ahlullah, make our Islam, purify the heart, then automatically Allah will come in the heart. We don't even have to ask Allah Ta'ala to come in the heart. When a person makes his Islam, then automatically, and once a person has got this love of Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala, as Allah Ta'ala Himself mentioned, وَالَّذِينَ آمَنُوا أَشَدُّ حُبَّا لِلَّهِ, that that person who has brought Iman, the sign of true Iman is that your love for Allah should be ashad, should be more than everything else. And beautifully our Dada Shaykh Hazrat Shaykh Hakim Akhtar Sahib Rahmatullah Alayhi have taught us, through the barakat of our Shaykh we have learned, that Hazrat says, to love all your necessities of life, to love your wife, to love your house, car, no problem with that. But let Allah's love be, let everything else be 49%, and let Allah's love be 51%. And then increase the love of Allah Rabbul Izzat. And what is the sign of that? That when any demands of your dunya come, and it is against the commands of Allah, then put the dunya one side. Allah Ta'ala's love is above everything else. Then you will see, you will have a support of life. And then Hazrat says, Allahu Akbar, Behre ulfat ka kinara chahiye, sar hamara dar tumhara chahiye. Said, oh Allah, how much of this love I want, that I'm looking for the shore of the ocean of your love. Which Hazrat has put it in a beautiful poem, in another beautiful poem, that there is no shore of the ocean of the love of Allah Ta'ala. Allah's love is unlimited. So there is no shore of the ocean of the love of Allah. But oh Allah, let me find that the shore of yours, that my head can be at your threshold. In other words, that give me that tawfiq, that middle of the night, I get up and I don't waste my time in haram activities and futile things, that I can't get up middle of the night and be in the ocean of your love. Allahu Akbar. The Mashayikh, the pious servants of Allah, when they are in tahajjud, they are actually like they are swimming in the ocean of the love of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And then when they make munajat and they talk secretly to Allah Rabbul Izzat, they say, oh Allah, all I want, that just choose my head. I am not worth to be your close servant, but you are that great being, Ghalibi, Barjazi, Bai, Mushtari. Oh Allah, you that brother, that the most rotten thing you will choose and you will give it the highest price. As Hazrat has taught us, Allah Ta'ala says, Inna Allah ishtara min al-mu'minina anfusahum wa amwalahum bi anna lahum al-jannah. Allah says, I have made a deal with you. I bought the worst thing that you have got, your nafs, which is full of haram, passion and desire. And in return, you just give me your nafs and trample your nafs to my desire. I'll give you the best quality and the best product, and that is Jannah, which is totally pure. And the most enjoyable thing in Jannah is the company of Allah, the didar of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So Hazrat further teaches us here, in order to get this love of Allah Ta'ala, gham mein bas unka pukara chahiye, unke hote kya sahara chahiye. Now a person realizes that the only way to pass your life is that when any problem comes to me, then I only turn to Allah. I cry to my Allah Rabbul Izzat, not as my Allah Ta'ala save me, all of us, that first of all we look at all the asbab of dunya. When all the asbab have left us in the lurch, then Allah Ta'ala says, أَمَّنْ يُجِيبُ الْمُضْطَرَّ إِذَا دَعَى. Now when you see you are totally lost, nobody can help you. Even that atheist who says he doesn't believe in Allah, but now he calls out to Allah, who accepts and listens to his plea? إِلَهُمَّ Allah. Can there be any other support besides Allah? لَا إِلَهَ إِلَّا Allah. There is nobody for us besides Allah. So we should make our support only Allah Rabbul Izzat. Whatever we need, so much so Nabi Akram Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us, you need a shoelace also. First ask Allah Rabbul Izzat. And then Hazrat explained that when you got this connection with Allah, then lazzat e faryaad tufano mein hai. Kaun kehta hai kinara chahiye. Then you see the enjoyment of calling out to Allah Ta'ala, the enjoyment of secret munajat, that is du'as. It is when there are storms around you. In other words, outwardly it looks like you got problems in your life. Someone is sick in the family, you got some financial hiccup somewhere, but in that condition, there are storms around, you don't fall into depression. And you don't run begging from this person to that person. Hazrat says, who said that you need a shore to be at rest? In the storms of all difficulties, when you turn to Allah Rabbul Izzat, Allah Ta'ala gives you such peace and contentment that you know Allah is seeing to my problem. And Allah Ta'ala knows my problem better than myself. I just have to keep on turning to Allah. And the way is istighfar, tawbah, and begging Allah Rabbul Izzat. Allah says you don't need to be on the shore to be in comfort zone. Comfort zone for the friends of Allah, no matter what conditions come, وَفَوِّذُ أَمْرِي إِلَى اللَّهِ, I hand my matter over to Allah Rabbul Izzat. Hai haasil sahil, mujhe tufano mein hai, tere jalwao ka nazara chahiye. Said, oh Allah, I have realized that I have achieved the comfort of the shore when I was in difficulties. When they, so to say, there was storm, the whole ocean was full of storm. But in that condition, I felt like I'm on the shore because I just wanted to see that your special focus, your attention is upon me. And as we learn from Hazrat, a person in difficulty, you just say, Ya Allah, Ya Rahman, Ya Arhamar Rahimin. Immediately Allah Ta'ala's attention comes to a person. And if a person sincerely turns to Allah Ta'ala, you'll feel comfort in your heart. No matter what the problem is, you won't fall into all types of depression and you won't have to take all medicines to try and solve your problem. Apne aahwo se dare jaan aap meer, apni digri ko suwara chahiye. Now in order to get this closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Hazrat says that O Mir, that is O Sir, and addressing us all, that to sort out your matter, just shed that tears of regret in the court of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you'll see that you think that my life is in turmoil. I got the depression and I got this problem. You don't have to go to any psychiatrist, any psychologist. Worse, don't even see the door of a rehab. Just go on to the musalla and beg Allah Rabbul Izzat and you'll see that, and don't let shaitan fool you. He gets you caught up in guna. Now when you're in depression, now I tell you, where is Allah Ta'ala going to forgive you? That is so beautifully it is put in Urdu, that dilli nannani nanname chuha kaakar ab haj ko ja raha hai. That the cat kills 99 mice, now he's going like a buzruk for haj. Doesn't he have shame? Shaitan makes dozen. When you commit sin, then he takes your shame away. And then when it's time to make tawbah, he wants to make you ashamed. Our pious servants have said so beautifully, and they taught us, and this is the company of the friends of Allah. In this way, I will go to the door of Allah Ta'ala. I will bury my shame in the sand, and I will cry to Allah Ta'ala, and in this way, I will make my life again. Aap hardam fida ho meri jaan. Kagair ko ki mujhko na parwa chahiye. Oh Allah, give me that love of yours that every moment I just sacrifice my life upon you. And I don't worry what people say. People can call me a fanatic. They can call me a whatever fundamentalist. People can call me very hard and very stern. If it's your command, oh Allah, let me sacrifice my life on you. And that is what we will learn in the company of our Shaykh and the Masai. Then Hazrat explains what all this. When you got the love of Allah Ta'ala, still never be feel that I have got the love of Allah. Beg Allah. Bas das bakusha janibi zambile ma. Mere sar ko tere soda chahiye. Allahu Akbar. Hazrat has put it in a beautiful poetic form. They told to say, oh Allah, I'm at your doorstep now. Now just spread out your basket that my head can fall in your basket. In other words, choose me, O Allah. I am not worthy to be chosen. But O Allah, you have brought me at your doorstep. Now just spread out your basket in front of me and I can fall into your basket. And then Hazrat says, after all this journey of the love of Allah, till your last breath, don't be satisfied. The only way to get salvation, akhtar khasta wadur uktadaku, unki rahmat ka bulawa chahiye. Hazrat was a great friend of Allah, but yet he says, oh Allah, I am useless. I am far from your mercy. All I want, oh Allah, just call me through your mercy. And this is the only door we can get through Allah Rabbul Izzat. Beg of the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and Allah ta'ala's mercy will open up, and we'll find all problems Allah ta'ala will solve for us.
Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. Nahmaduhu wa nasalli ala rasulihi al-kareem. Amma ba'd. Doing this chapter on Ta'dirul I'tidal, Ta'dirul Huquq al-Walidain. A person has been moderate in fulfilling the rights of parents. Hazrat Anju Rahmatullah Alayhi writes here, in Miskatin, a lengthy hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, narrated by Ibn Umar radiallahu anhuma, three people are mentioned. They were on a journey when they were caught up in heavy rain. They took refuge in a cave. A huge boulder rolled and blocked the cave entrance, cutting off their escape from the cave. The three decided to make dua to Allah Ta'ala on the basis of some deeds which they had done with the greatest of sincerity. The deed which one of the three offered to Allah Ta'ala as his basis of supplication was about his aged parents and little children. He made dua to Allah Ta'ala in the following way: O Allah, I was a man who grazed goats. During the evenings when I returned home, I would first give of the goat's milk to my parents. Only then would I serve milk to my children. One day I had gone very far, and when I returned, I found my parents sleeping. I did not consider it good to wake them. Hence I stood near to them with a bowl of milk in my hand. I considered it bad to allow my children to drink before I had given milk to my parents. The children were crying about my feet, by my feet. I stood until it became morning. Commentating on this hadith, the author of Mirqat states that this hadith in meaning is similar to the incident of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu and his guests mentioned in the hadith. When guests arrived, he asked his wife if there was any food. She replied that the only food present was the food of the children. He asked her to put the children to sleep so that the food could be served to the guests. In Lama'at it is explained that the children mentioned in the hadith about the milk were not hungry, but were crying as is the habit of children to demand delicacies. If the children were extremely hungry, it would have been wajib, compulsory, to have fed them. It is not conceivable that a sahabi of the rank of Abu Talha radiallahu anhu neglected a farz act for the sake of a nafal action. Allah Ta'ala himself has lauded praise on Abu Talha and his wife. In Durr-e Mukhtar it is clearly stated that the right of one's little children is priority over the right of parents. In Durr-e Mukhtar it is mentioned, a man is living both his father and little son. The right of the child is priority over the right of the father in regard to expenditure. Some have said that he should spend equally on both. In Kitab al-Athar, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi writes, the narrated Aisha radiallahu anha said, the noblest of what you eat is of your earnings, and your children are amongst your earnings. On the basis of this hadith, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi said, that a father may eat from the earnings of his son if the father is in need, provided he does not waste. If the father is wealthy and takes from the property of the son anything, the father will be indebted to the son. This is also the view of Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi. Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi narrates that Imam Abu Hanifa rahmatullah alayhi said that Hammad narrates from Ibrahim Nakhai rahimahumullah that the father has no right in the wealth of his son other than food and clothing if the father is in need. Commentating on this statement, Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi said, this is the opinion to which we adhere. Another hadith, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, verily your children are gifts from Allah unto you. He bestows female children to whomsoever he pleases, and he grants male children to whomsoever he pleases. Their wealth is for you, parents, when you are in need. This hadith in fact indicates the law mentioned by Imam Muhammad rahmatullah alayhi, that the father has a right in the wealth of his children only in times of need and to the extent of need. The statement of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that is when you are in need, verifies this. Therefore, if the father takes from the son's wealth unnecessarily, the amount taken will be a debt on the father. Hazrat Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu has also explained in the same way the following hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said, you and your wealth belong to your father. So that Abu Bakr radiallahu anhu says that this means only, this refers to necessary expenditure for the parents when they are in need. The following is recorded in Durr-e Mukhtar. Jihad is not farz on such underage and baligh children, one who has attained the age of puberty, whose both parents or one parent are alive, because service to them is farz-e-ayn. Nor is it permissible for such children to go on a journey in which there is danger, except if their parents give their consent. If there is no danger in the journey, they may go without permission. Among such journeys is the journey in quest of knowledge. In Radul Mukhtar, he said, Parents have the right to prevent their children from going on such journeys which are dangerous, when they will suffer great hardship by the children's departure on such journeys. The same rule is applicable even if the parents happen to be non-Muslims. However, if the kuffar parents prevent their children from the jihad which is being waged against the parents' co-religionists, those who are the same religion of the parents, then the children should not obey their parents. But if the parents are poor and dependent on their children, then the children will have to remain and serve their parents even if they are kafir. Farz Ain will not be sacrificed for the sake of Farz Kifaya. Jihad is Farz Kifaya and serving one's parents is Farz Ain. Dangerous journeys are those pertaining to jihad and sea voyages. If there is no danger in the journey, it is permissible to depart on the journey without their permission, unless when great hardship will descend on them if the children depart. If there is no danger in the journey, then one may go on journey for trade, Hajj and Umrah, even without their permission. Similarly, the permission will apply to a greater extent for a journey in pursuit of the knowledge of Deen. Similar rulings are recorded in Bahrul Raik in Fatawa Hindiya. In one place, it is mentioned in Fatawa Hindiya, it is necessary to obtain the consent of the parents if the work for which the journey is being undertaken is not necessary. This is when a person is living with his parents, and he should adopt an etiquette, he should take permission from his parents, even though sometimes it will not be compulsory, but it is among the adab and etiquette. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give us true understanding of these masail. Very, very important, as it mentioned, that a person has to fulfill the rights also, but there must be moderation in fulfillment of rights. May Allah give us true understanding.